Hello and welcome, joyful viewers, to Cinema Scene. On today's program, we explore three highly successful computer animated films that were shown at theaters in 3D and gained wide popularity upon their release in 2010. How to Train Your Dragon, Toy Story 3, and Despicable Me. The first movie is titled How to Train Your Dragon, which tells the sweet tale of an undersized teenager who befriends a powerful dragon. Directed by Chris Sanders and Dean DeBlois, who also co-wrote and co-directed Lilo and Stitch, the film has become DreamWorks Animation SKG's most successful film, besides the Shrek film series in the United States and Canada. How to Train Your Dragon takes us to the island of Burk, home of the narrator and main character Hiccup, voiced by Jay Baruchel. In a tribe renowned for its strong men, not one part of the intelligent but scrawny Hiccup fits in with his fellow brawny Vikings. Ironically, he is the son of the mightiest of them all, village chief Stoik the Vast, voiced by Gerard Butler. No one takes Hiccup seriously, and wishing to protect his son, Stoik keeps him as an apprentice to the hardy and one-legged blacksmith Gobber, voiced by Craig Ferguson. When dragons bear down on the island, Hiccup uses one of his inventions and takes down the most rare and feared dragon, a Night Fury. As the dragon has fallen some distance away in the middle of the woods, no one believes Hiccup, and it only furthers his father's disappointment. Desperate to show his worth, Hiccup goes to find the dragon and end its life to get proof. But when he reaches the Night Fury, he cannot bring himself to undertake the task and instead sets the creature free. Meanwhile, Stoik gathers all the strong Vikings to seek out the dragon's nest, leaving Gobber to train the next generation for dragon combat. An outcast to his peers, Hiccup goes his own way, finding the Night Fury that he has released. The dragon's tail had been wounded, rendering him unable to fly. Sympathizing with the dragon, who he names Toothless, Hiccup decides to help build an artificial fin and control harness, and they soon become buddies. Hiccup soon realizes that everything he has been taught about the ferocity of dragons is wrong. Rather, these creatures can be very friendly, innocent, and generous creatures if treated with respect. He brings this understanding of his new companion to the training grounds and quickly excels in his training, much to the awe of his classmates. Stoik and his troops return without having succeeded in their mission. It is much to his relief and delight when he learns that Hiccup has become the village phenomenon with his skills. This makes Hiccup even more reluctant to tell his father about his loving relationship with dragons, fearing that no one would listen to him and would hurt Toothless. When Toothless brings Hiccup to the dragon's nest, he discovers an enormous, ruthless creature, which not only controls all the other dragons, but also threatens Stoik and the other Vikings seeking to defeat the lair. Fun and exhilarating, How to Train Your Dragon lets viewers young and old experience a moving story of courage, loyalty, and peaceful understanding. The film sends the timeless reminder that compassion always trumps violence. The next film is the acclaimed third film in Pixar's Toy Story series. Toy Story 3 is directed by Lee Unkrich. In late summer of 2010, Toy Story 3 made history by being the first animated movie to ever gross more than $1 billion worldwide. The movie opens with Cowboy Woody, voiced by Academy Award winner Tom Hanks, Spaceman Buzz Lightyear, voiced by Golden Globe Award winner Tim Allen, and their pals, attempting to stall the evil plans of Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head and the piggy bank Ham. It soon becomes apparent that the showdown is all part of the creative imagination of Andy, the toy's owner, and that they are all incredibly happy and proud to be Andy's faithful playmates. These happy times are but a flashback as Andy has grown into a teenage boy who is about to start college. He seldom plays with his toys anymore and decides to store them in the attic while bringing only Woody to school with him. However, Andy's mother mistakes the bag of toys for garbage. With some maneuvering, the cowboy manages to rescue his friends from becoming trash, but the toys refuse to listen as he tries to explain that Andy meant to keep them in storage. Feeling betrayed and abandoned, they sneak into a box that is being donated to the local Sunnyside daycare. Woody reluctantly follows them in hopes that they will believe him and come back to Andy's house. Upon arriving to Sunnyside, all seems perfect. There are many young children who give the kind of affection that Andy's toys long for. In addition, the resident toys of Sunnyside seem incredibly friendly and welcoming, and are led by a warm and helpful bear named Lotso Huggin Bear, or Lotso for short, voiced by Ned Beatty. However, Lotso soon shows a dark side as he bans Andy's toys from the classrooms with the older kids and forces them to play with hyperactive toddlers. The toys soon begin to feel like prisoners of Sunnyside and long to return home to Andy. Woody, in the meantime, is taken home by a loving little girl named Bonnie, where one of her other toys enlightens Woody to Lotso's past. Determined to help his friends escape, Woody goes back to Sunnyside and the toys embark on a suspenseful, highly comical, and touching journey to return home. Toy Story 3 will touch and warm the hearts of anyone who has ever loved a toy, missed their home, or stood up for a friend. The film is especially engaging viewed in 3D format, where the talents of the team of animators are highlighted. Best of all, the movie highlights nobility and friendship in the most unusual places and will surely be enjoyed for generations to come. A heartwarming, quirky comedy voiced by a talented cast, our final feature, Despicable Me, tells of the transformation of a self-proclaimed supervillain into a loving father. The movie is directed by Pierre Coffin and Chris Renaud. Cranky Gru, voiced by Emmy Award winner Steve Carell, lives in the darkest, scariest house in his neighborhood. He is constantly plotting his next big plan in a secret hideout located underneath his home. Accompanied by his sidekick, an elderly scientist named Dr. Nefario, voiced by English comedian Russell Brand, as well as an army of curious yellow minion creatures. When Gru learns that another supervillain has stolen one of the Great Pyramids of Giza, he puts into action his scheme to perform an even larger heist and become the most famous and respected villain of all. The plan? To steal the moon by minimizing it with a special shrink ray and bringing it back to Earth. However, being low on funds, Gru must try to get a loan from the intimidating Bank of Evil, headed by Mr. Perkin, voiced by Will Arnett. While at the bank, Gru meets a know-it-all named Vector, who is voiced by Jason Segel. He later learns that Vector is the mastermind behind the Great Pyramid heist and is vowed to outdo Gru's moon heist. When Gru finally obtains the shrink ray, Vector promptly manages to steal it away. Gru unsuccessfully attempts to get it back from Vector's high-tech fortress mansion. When Gru sees three little girls enter Vector's home unarmed because they are selling cookies, he realizes that with the help of the kids, he too can penetrate Vector's lair. Soon, Gru finds himself at the local girls' orphanage, where he poses as a dentist and adopts three cute and sassy little girls named Margot, Edith, and Agnes. Though at first agitated by the young girls and seeing them only as a means to get to Vector, Bruce soon softens up to their innocence and love. With their help, he manages to recover his shrink ray while becoming a real father to the adorable trio. But what will become of Gru's original plan to steal the moon? Filled with incredibly endearing as well as witty dialogue, Despicable Me is a treat for the whole family. In its own unique way, the film shows that no one is perfect. But at the end of the day, love is a bigger prize than the moon itself.
All you gotta do is knock down that spaceship there.
Aww.
Oh, somebody's got a frowny face.
Okay, my turn.
Knocked over!
It's so slippy!
How to Train Your Dragon, Toy Story 3, and Despicable Me are exceptional animated features that uplift the spirits of audiences and are especially enjoyable when viewed in 3D. Thank you for joining us for today's Cinema Scene. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May merriment and laughter beautify your lives always.
New toys!
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.